Living on Earth needs your support to be heard each week. Kindly give what you can today by using the donate link to the left of this page. Thanks.
For whom do the roads toll? Well, soon they'll probably be tolling for thee. Next year, Congress has to grapple with a new six-year transportation bill, and tolls are high on the list of ways to make a dent in the estimated $1.6 trillion needed to repair America's ailing roadway infrastructure. The bill comes due just as high gas prices have had a profound effect on driver behavior. Over the past 7 months, Americans have driven 40 billion miles less than usual, which means the federal highway tax coffers, dependent on the sale of gasoline and diesel, have shrunk, putting highway taxes and road repairs on a collision course. Christopher Conkey writes about transportation issues for the Wall Street Journal. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Bruce.
Is it really true Americans are driving 40 billion miles less than they usually do?
Indeed, and it's probably going to get worse if gas prices don't go down pretty steeply. That 40 billion mile decrease has happened since November, so over the last 7 months or so. But May was the third steepest monthly drop ever. And if you look at the period from March through May, when gas prices really started spiking over $4, that was the steepest three-month pullback we've ever seen in people driving on the roads.
And conversely, people are using mass transit more and more.
Indeed, straining the capacity really of a lot of transit agencies who don't have the money to make capital investments to add more cars, to run longer trains, to add service. And of course, over the last few years, and specifically in the last 2 years, consumers have really been shifting toward more fuel-efficient cars, and that is really accelerating as well.
This effect of having more efficient cars driving less miles is really putting the hurt on the taxes that the governments collect, the federal government, the states.
It does, right? I mean, the less gas you're buying, the less gas tax revenue is pouring into state and federal coffers, and that's the main funding source for mass transit and especially for highways.
Now, as I understand it, there are two funds here. There's the Federal Highway Fund, which goes for roads, mm-hmm. and then there's this mass transit account, which goes for subways and buses and that kind of thing.
Right, but they both depend upon on gas tax revenue. Basically, it all flows into the giant U.S. Treasury fund, and then it gets transferred into the Highway Trust Fund, which itself has two components, the highway account and then the mass transit account. Of every dollar that flows into the Highway Trust Fund, about 80 cents of it goes to highways, and about 20 cents goes to transit.
But now that highway account is running in the red. It's, what, $5 billion underwater?
Something like that, yeah. It's a little bit hard to say. I mean, the amount of revenue coming into it is about $4.5 billion to $5 billion below what the government was expecting even earlier this year. It really is going down, which is a really remarkable change from the past when driving has just increased. Revenue flowing into it has increased as well.
Mm-hmm. And now the Bush administration wants to keep the highway fund afloat by borrowing from the mass transit account.
Yeah, they put forward that idea. It doesn't seem to have any legs in Congress. You know, a lot of people say that this isn't the time to be taking money from the mass transit account, which over time itself may face a shortfall as well if people pull back on driving, unless Congress comes up with another way to fund it.
Now, the roads are in awful condition. You write that, what, 25% of the nation's bridges are basically obsolete or structurally deficient?
A little bit over 25% of the nation's bridges are classified as either structurally deficient, as was the Minnesota bridge that collapsed last year, or functionally obsolete. You know, a lot of bridges that are designated as such are still open and traffic can still handle traffic. But the bottom line is it's just a lot that the nation's transportation departments have to worry about and keep a closer eye on and spend more on maintenance and consider replacing. And, you know, this is just going to go up and up because our infrastructure and our bridges and especially are, you know, many of them are 80, 100 years old.
So where's the money coming from?
Well, that's a good question. Bridge money comes out of the highway accounts as well, and there's been efforts in Congress to boost that amount. The House passed a bill that would steer about $1 billion extra next year to go specifically toward bridge repair. And Jim Oberstar, who chairs the House Transportation Committee and is from Minnesota, he last year floated the idea of raising gas taxes by 5 cents to fund a couple more $1 billion to go to bridge repair as well. That went nowhere given what gas prices are doing, and raising the gas tax remains kind of problematic right now, even though a lot of people say that's what has to happen to really get our funding going boosted right now.
Wait, talk about a bridge to nowhere.
Yeah, exactly.
What about this? I'm reading in your article that the Bush administration is calling for new highway tolls?
Yeah, well, the Bush administration really loves the idea of tolling. The The reason is that they really have a real problem with the way the country right now collects gas taxes, send it to Washington, and then it's kind of doled out in a little bit of a political way, and it also opens the door for earmarking and pet projects that don't necessarily go to, you know, reducing congestion or attacking really the big transportation problems the country has. So they love the idea of tolls because it's a really direct way to finance something. You know, if you're driving on a road and you're paying a toll, you know, on that road, you are using it and you're paying a user fee, and it's not being diverted anywhere else. It just goes right to pay off a road that's been financed or something like that. So I think they view it as a little more equitable way, too, to get people to pay for the roads they use and to not force people who maybe are buying a shirt at a department store to pay a sales tax, which is then diverted to this or that. You know, I'd say they really like the economics behind it.
You know these easy passes, these transponders you can get for your car to kind of drive through a toll?
Mm-hmm.
You ever see a day when you'll drive out of your driveway and the minute you hit the road, you're being charged?
Everyone is saying this is where we're heading in the future. Oregon did a study that was ordered up by the last transportation bill that was signed in 2005 in Congress that looked at something called a vehicle miles traveled tax. And basically, it's putting some kind of technology or transponder in your car, and it's recording, you know, everywhere you drive, how many miles you drive. And periodically, I believe when you fill up for gas, that information would get uploaded to some federal computer somewhere, and you would get taxed based upon how much you had driven, not as we are now, based upon how much gas we're buying. So with the gas tax really looking problematic going forward, if people are not going to be, you know, spending as much on gas, and, you know, we may be using different fuels and we may be using electric cars, you know, in 5-10 years, they're viewing something like this as another direct way to measure, you know, how much wear and tear you're causing on the roads, how much you're driving. And this seems to really be splitting in a bipartisan way. Everyone seems to say this is something that's going to happen in the future. It has privacy issues, as you might imagine, but those will probably be hashed out a lot in projects that are going to go forward over the next couple of years.
Well, Chris, thanks a lot. I really appreciate it.
No problem, Bruce.
Christopher Conkey reports on transportation issues for the Wall Street Journal in Washington, D.C. Coming up, a simple solution for clean water, plastic bottles, and sunlight. Stay tuned to Living on Earth.
Support for the Environmental Health Desk at Living on Earth comes from the Cedar Tree Foundation. Support also comes from the Richard and Rhoda Goldman Fund for coverage of population and the environment, and from Gilman Ordway for coverage of conservation and environmental change. This is Living on Earth on PRI, Public Radio International.